Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. A man in his 50s has spent the night in hospital after being stabbed outside a pub in North Perth. Police say two men were involved in an argument in the car park of the Fitzgerald Street venue around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. One man received a wound to his abdomen. Investigations are continuing. 10 soldiers have been plucked from the water after their army helicopter crashed off the New South Wales south coast. They'd been taking part in counter-terrorism training at the time. Two people suffered minor injuries. The entire Taipan fleet has been grounded as the Defence Force investigates the cause of the crash. The exact wording of the referendum question on an Indigenous voice to Parliament is set to be locked in by Federal Cabinet today. Meantime, Australia's major church charities will stand together at Parliament House today in support of the voice. Anglicare's Casey Chambers is calling on all MPs to show their support.
We've written to every single member of Parliament to back this voice. It's really so far beyond time for us to have this.
Authorities in the Pilbara are investigating a possible shark bite incident off Delta Island. They were alerted around 7:30 last night. The extent of any injuries is not yet known. A smoke alert has been issued for parts of Perth South from a rubbish fire. It started just before 2:30 this morning near Miller Road in Belldivis. The smoke is expected to clear across the day. In sport, Australia has taken top spot in the one-day international rankings after a series clinching 21-run victory over India in Chennai. Meantime, WA is hoping to win back-to-back titles in front of a home crowd, with a Sheffield Shield final against Victoria getting underway this morning at the Wacker. Skipper Sam Whiteman says the West Aussies are full of confidence.
We've won 4 out of 5 Shield games at home, so we're really confident playing at home, and it's a new slate this week, so we'll start again.
The match gets underway at 10 o'clock.